Halloween 2010. Welcome to another Sunday Night Podcast. Yesterday we went to the rally to restore sanity. Sanity for humanity, man. Just another reminder that such events are really designed for younger people who are out to grab an experience. 250,000 people at the Washington Mall. Couldn't really hear any of the music or see anything that was going on, but just getting in and out was an adventure. I'm still not really sure what the point was. I'm sure there is something I'm missing about the whole thing, but at least, you know, close to 300,000 people got out to express the fact that people have different views. That's really all it was about. There wasn't any kind of view that was being put out there that everyone rallied around or agreed with. They just wanted to say that, let's get sane, everybody's going to have different points of view. Wow.
Jehoshaphat, the mongrel cat, jumped off the roof today. Some say he fell, but I could tell that he did himself away. His eyes weren't bright like they were the night we played checkers on the train. God bless his soul, it was a tootsie roll, but he's a dead cat just the same. We are living in the future, tell you I know. I read it in the paper 15 years ago. We're all riding rocket ships and talking with our minds, wearing turquoise jewelry and standing in suit lines. When Jake the barber's lonely daughter went down to her daddy's shop, plugged herself to the barber pole and took a little off the top. There was pressure on the left, pressure on the right, pressure in the middle of the hole. I'm going to Maine on a 40-foot crane, use it for a fishing pole. We are living in the future, tell you I know. Read it in the paper 15 years ago. We're all driving rocket ships and talking with our minds, wearing turquoise jewelry. Oh, Sarah Brown sells tickets down by the all-night picture show, where they grind out sex and rate it with an X just to make a young man's pants grow. No tops, no bottoms, just hands and feet, screaming the posters out on the street, straddling the curious and the weak. Hell, we getting what they want to see, oh, we getting what they want to see. And we are living in the future, tell you I know. Read it in the paper 15 years ago. We're all driving rocket ships, talking with our minds, wearing turquoise jewelry and staying in super lines. are living in the future. I tell you how I know. I read it in the paper 15 years ago. We're all driving rocket ships, talking with our minds, wearing turquoise jewelry and standing in soup lines. We are standing in soup lines. We are standing in. Even the largest of the corporations nowadays are standing in.